Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
9:43, we continue on CLTV and 720 WGN. Steve Cochran Show number 1353. It's tax day. Woohoo! Don't worry, Dave. I filed my extension.
I certainly would hope so.
And, you know, I'm a big fan of Trump. You know how big a fan I am of Trump. Have I made that clear on the show?
I think it's pretty clear, yeah.
I actually owed the government less this year. So the fat check I normally write on the 15th was smaller.
Well, there you go.
So you would think that I would be nicer to Donald Trump. No. What, are you crazy?
Well, and I made up the difference for you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
So did I. I had to pay him more this year, too, so.
So I look at the amount of taxes I pay in a given year. Good God.
All the rich people paying less and all of us poor people paying more.
That's good, Steve.
By the way, I think poor might be a stretch there, newsroom. All right, listen, Kelly Kitley, one of my favorite people, is here and is a friend of the show. She came in. She told us about this cool idea. And this idea was this studio, this all-encompassed wellness studio that she was going to do with, wait for it, her sisters. And we like Kelly a lot, so it wasn't until she left the room when I went, they're going to kill each other. Kelly, welcome back.
So good to be here. And introducing one family to the other.
Yeah, and tell me the sisters. Introduce the sisters, I should say.
So this morning, my sister Nicole Braglia and my other sister Emma Ukiaga came in this morning because Emma's on spring break. So we thought we'd kick off the week just right.
All right. Now, how did duties break down at the studio?
Well, we have very different personalities.
Different specialties, too.
Different specialties, right. Different personalities.
Right.
So I am the media and psychotherapy leg.
Right. Which means, by the way, she does therapy mostly for media people because we're all nuts. And Emma?
And Emma teaches strength and yoga classes at the studio in conjunction with her role as a special ed Chicago Public School teacher. And Nicole, our middle sister and middle child of five, is an esthetician and performs clean beauty product facials on our clients as well.
By the way, Dave, esthetician, skincare.
Got it.
Things of that nature.
Yes. Got it.
So, Sandberg, you've known Kelly forever.
I have. We used to play softball together.
Did she come to you with this idea?
The studio?
Yeah.
She did not run it by me, if that's what you're asking. Though I do approve of a sister a joint venture. I like the all-female empowered, let's do something. And all the things that they're doing are for self-care. And I think that's the common theme there. And when she was talking about the facials, the clean products, that's a big movement, Steve. I'm not sure what kind of puts stuff.
Well, you know, my body's a temple.
Yeah,
as you know, and so I try to take care of it all the time. The extent of my skincare is fairly limited: moisturizer once in a while, and a good sunblock.
All right,
but
well, I don't know if you know.
Men
what's
can
in.
Do more.
Well, they could do more, but they also what's in the stuff you're using is it comes into question because it turns out there's not like a ton of regulation on what you're allowed to put in products that we put on our face to make us look good. And so I think you could speak better on this. I'm no expert, but that's one of the things you were saying,
you're
Kelly,
totally right.
Okay.
Nikki, do you want to get
on? Yeah, so the FDA, I don't know how many people know this, but they actually do not regulate our beauty products. And so our beauty products have not been regulated since 1938, where somebody was actually looking into what was the ingredients that we were carrying in our skincare. And so with that being said, there are many ingredients that are banned in many other countries. And however, here, we don't have those bans on those ingredients.
So it's like vitamin supplements. It's like you could be taking anything. You could be putting anything on your skin.
Yeah, exactly. So
is makeup the same way?
Makeup's the same way.
No regulations.
No regulations, no. And so being a multi-billion-dollar industry, it's really driven by mass production and filling our products with things that are not derived naturally. And so with that, there are synthetic chemicals and just things that overall, as your skin being the largest organ of your body,
right.
There are things that are internally affecting us as well. And so what you're putting on your skin is so important. And so at Renew Studio, we have that holistic approach where we carry things that are non-toxic and clean beauty.
So better for the environment, more importantly, in this case,
exactly.
Better for you.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm so glad I was introduced to this because I was still using, I won't say the product because, you know, no sponsorship, but I was using some old school products. It was like basic soap. And it, as a 40 plus year old woman, it's really been a nice venture into this next phase of my life.
And I guess it's probably a lot of, well, I guess Renew Studio, but it's probably a lot of work finding the right vendors, right?
It is. It is. So there, there's definitely, as Mary was saying, a movement towards it. So there's people that, you know, we're educating, and that's something that we're really big on. And so some of the events that we have at Renew Studio, it's really about educating people. And because as a consumer, we don't know. And so we might go to, you know, a local grocery store or wherever we buy our skincare and not really know the ingredients
sure.
that are in those products. And so if you can, so at Renew Studio, we kind of have a list of ingredients that we don't want to be in your skincare products.
And you can help educate people when they come in on what they're using versus what they could be using, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And just giving them that quick reference so that they can just take a look at the back of the ingredients and say, like, these are the things that we don't want to see in what you're putting on the largest organ of your skin,
wow.
on the largest organ of your body. So yeah, it's definitely education based, and it's about getting safer products in more people's hands.
Dave, you wear a lot of makeup.
I do.
Mostly when you're on
Why
TV.
Is everyone laughing?
Sometimes on the weekend when you want
Mainly
to feel pretty.
When I'm on television.
Yes. So you could use better products for you, I'm sure.
I could. Yeah, absolutely. And one thing.
You should go to Renew Studio.
I should do.
We should do a WGN radio and TV makeover.
Oh. Yeah, how about that?
How about that? Mind, body, soul. We'll work you out and do some therapy. And then
maybe a wardrobe thing. Give me a little bustier.
You might have to like block it off for a whole month. With the
Depends on the person.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Emma, you teach kids with special needs.
Correct.
And then at night you teach yoga?
I do. So I teach 4 days out of the week. At Renew Studio. I'm there Tuesday, Thursday nights, and then I'm
there. It's a serious commitment.
It is a very serious commitment, but I'm so grateful that I get to do two of my, you know, most favorite things all the time.
So, you know, it depends on the discipline, like martial arts. You know, I'm of the discipline of yoga where you bend over and then you try to stand back up, those type of things. But what do you teach?
So I think everyone kind of has us taken as a yoga studio, but we offer a lot more than just yoga. We do the strength training. So we have body weights in there that you can use. We have free weights. We do a running class. We have meditation on the weekends. So we kind of want to encompass everything in terms of physical fitness that would also translate to increasing your mind, you know, your soul while you're practicing in the studio.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, they're all connected.
They are. Yeah.
I'm gonna write that down. Because I didn't know that part. When we come back, Kelly, I want you to talk about the mind part of this, the mind and the heart part of this, and also talk us about what you guys are doing today.
Can't wait.
Stand by. What's the website?
www.renewstudiollc.com.
What if I want to follow you on Instagram?
Our Instagram? Our Instagram is renew_studioLLC.
And it's a good follow.
That's not my area of expertise.
We recommend it.
Well,
that's okay.
She's not the social media side.
I think we forgot out who
myself
was.
Myself and Emma.
Yeah, I figured that out. Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Renew Studio, special event today. First off, tell everybody where.
We are hosting a self-defense fundraiser tonight in Elmwood Park at 7534 West North Avenue from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
And what's going to happen?
We have hired a woman named Lisa Fougere, who is a martial arts specialist, and
okay.
she will be leading us through a self-defense class that could save your life. It saved my life, and I hope nobody ever has to use it, but it's a great skill to have in case you do need to use it.
Do you need a guy to come out to get beat up as kind of a dummy?
You want to come?
No, I'm thinking somebody else, but I got a list of a few I can send. But this is an important thing. So moms and daughters in particular, be a cool night, right?
Yeah, and my son. You have to be 13 to come, and my son will be coming tonight as well.
That's
I think
great.
It's a great skill, and it's not to evoke fear, but more to empower people. Mm-hmm. And it's $25 to participate. And
there's no downside to learning how to protect yourself. 99.9% of the chance of the time, you're going to be perfectly safe. But every woman at some point in her life is going to get into a situation that makes your heart rate jump and is a questionable situation. And you may need to go to the next level to protect yourself. So why not know how?
Well, and I do hear a lot of people who I have gone out into the community and spoken with that they don't want their kids or their grandkids to be fearful about what could happen to them. But it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and it's something that you know that I'm very passionate about and have come on the show and spoken about quite a few times. And the proceeds will go to Porchlight Counseling Services. And they provide free counseling to college survivors of sexual assault.
That's great. It's a wonderful thing.
So, Kelly, at Renew, the part that you bring to the table is the mind part. How is that different than what you do at Serendipity?
It is very similar. I practice out of Renew Studio on Fridays, so it's been incredible to see people in our community that I can't serve down on Michigan Avenue. And my sisters and I host a wellness workshop 2 to 3 times a month and use all of our services to focus on I'm the mind piece and body and soul. And we come together and perform.
So, you know,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, sisters are the most honest people you'll meet with other sisters. And I know Mary Vandeveld has a ton of sisters, and she could
agree to that. She has 37. 37 right? sisters.
She has four.
Four is a lot. When you guys are having conversations or disagreements with Kelly, do you feel she's psychoanalyzing you or trying to use
oh,
her?
Oh, Mary.
Always.
Oh, that's a great point. How do you win an argument when your sister's a therapist?
You don't.
That is not true. They you know, Emma is our mediator. Nikki and I are pretty headstrong, and Emma's our neutral piece to the puzzle.
Yeah.
So she usually is standing in between us with one arm.
And it's been like that our whole lives. It's like Kelly and I are either we have to stand at opposite ends of a room, or we're right next to each other holding hands. So there's always that. But
that's love.
That's love. And that's really where Emma comes in and ties it all together to keep us all really balanced. And
thank God you're saving the family.
She's saving us. Yeah. She brings in her breathing techniques, and she's like, okay, guys, before we discuss this, let's talk about
right.
it. Let's breathe.
Well, the cool thing is, what you've done here, I think, is really special, because not only did you get a chance to work with each other, but you're providing a service. And Kelly, I think you and I talked about this last time. You eliminate excuses. It's a one-stop shop, man. You can come in and you can go, I can get this, this, and this. I don't have to drive across town for all three things or four things or whatever. So I think it's really smart.
Can I also let you know how affordable it is? I mean, we have created services that everybody can afford. Mm-hmm. And if they can't, it's negotiable. And so that's really important, because I don't know of any place like us.
Well, it's impressive. You ought to be proud.
We are proud.
Thank you. We are. Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming over, too.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you for having us.
You can come anytime, even if Kelly says don't come in without her. You guys can come in.
I'm sad that you're done for the day. I was just going to hang out here all day with you.
Oh, you'll like the Bill and Wendy show.
Now that you let me in, I don't think I'm going to leave.
Oh, boy. Egomaniac. Unbelievable. RenewStudioLLC.com.